When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On today's episode of Comic Book Club News, we're breaking down the 10 biggest news stories from this year's New York Comic Con. This is Comic Book Club News for October 21st, 2024. New York Comic Con was held this past weekend at the Javits Center in Manhattan, and over the course of 5 days, a slew of comic book news broke. So instead of tackling three stories as usual on this podcast, here are some quick hits of the 10 biggest stories that broke at NYCC 2024. First, with a DC bullet, Vertigo is back at DC Comics. The beloved imprint is returning, retroactively applied to Jamestown IV and Alvaro Martinez Bueno's Nice House by the Lake, and the currently running Nice House by the See. While no other creative teams or titles were announced at this time, the new Vertigo will be a creator-owned imprint of DC, and separate from Black Label, which will focus on out-of-continuity superhero stories. Second was IDW Dark, a new horror imprint from the publisher. While they took their knocks for a revised and generally reviled logo pre-con, the announcement of the IDW Dark line is anchored by a sequel to Patrick Horvath's best-selling Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees, titled Rite of Spring. There's also a 30 Days of Night sequel, and a slew of Paramount properties, including Smile, A Quiet Place, and more coming to comics. Third up, Charles Soule is back in the Marvel superhero business in a big way. The writer is tackling an Old Man Logan-style story about Daredevil titled Cold Day in Hell. And appropriately, he's teaming up with Old Man Logan artist Steve McNiven for the penciler's first major Marvel work in a decade. And that's not all. Soule is also writing Eddie Brock Carnage, which spins out of the Venom War and finds Brock becoming a killer of serial killers. Coming in at number 4, DC is publishing a tie-in to James Gunn's Peacemaker with Gunn as a story consultant. It'll contain a vigilante story by Tim Seeley and Mitch Gerads, and an Eagle-y story by Rex Ogle and Matteo Loli. Number 5 is another DC book, Batman Hush 2, reteaming not just Jim Lee and Jeff Loeb, but also Scott Williams and Alex Sinclair. It will run in the regular Batman book, just like the original serial, starting with issue 158 after a preview in November's Justice League Unlimited number 1. Number 6, Comixology Originals isn't going anywhere, and in fact is making a big push in 2025 with 17 new projects, most TBA, and expanded deals with Mad Cave Studios and Ablaze to get their books in shops, in addition to an existing deal with Dark Horse Comics. Back to DC for number 7, the Absolute Universe line continues to grow with the announcement of Absolute Martian Manhunter by Dennis Camp and Javier Rodriguez, a wild-looking title that leans into the alien aspects of the character big time and brings Camp over to DC after his work at Marvel. Marvel snags the number 8 spot with Ultimate Wolverine, a title that feels inevitable, though writer Chris Condon seems to be riffing more on the Winter Soldier for this take than everyone's favorite X-Man. Number 9 goes to DC again for Justice League vs. Godzilla vs. Kong 2, a sequel to the massive bestseller that will find the Justice League going to the MonsterVerse and weave in characters from the TV series Monarch. And rounding out the list at number 10 isn't a news item so much as a person. Jamestown IV and Tiny Onion, a startup imprint that got more buzz than many major publishers at the con. Not only did Tynan lead the Vertigo announcement, but Tiny Onion had a huge booth at the front of Artist Alley and mostly sold out of swag and gave out free newspapers. At pre-con, they announced a deal for 12 new graphic novels, as well as titles through Dark Horse and spotlights on artists. It's James Tynan's world, we're just all tiny onions rolling around in it. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalvin, and we'll see you at next year's New York Comic Con. Or tomorrow, we also have a podcast tomorrow. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub. We'll be right back.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app.
Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.